Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim ira kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem yisborach u'b'siyata d'shmei meruba. We're about to begin Parashas Masi, which can be divided into seven topics. Topic number one, the travels of Bnei Yisrael from Eretz Mitzrayim until Arvos Moav, and the 42 places that they camped in over the past almost 40 years. And this covers the first two aliyahs of the Parasha from Perek Lamed Gimel Posuk Aleph through Posuk Memtes. The second topic of the parasha, the instructions Bnei Yisrael were given as to what to do upon entering Eretz Yisrael, starting with the Aliyah of Shlishi, Posuk Nun, through Posuk Nun Vav. Topic number three, the borders of Eretz Yisrael, from Perek Lamed Daled, Posuk Aleph, through Posuk Tes Vav. Topic number four, the names of the Nesiim that will divide Eretz Yisrael among Bnei Yisrael. And that covers the Aliyah of Revi'i. Topic number five, the halachos of the Ori HaLevim, the cities given to the Levim. And that covers the Aliyah of Chamishi. Topic number six, the halachos of the Ori Miklot, the cities meant for if somebody kills B'Shoigeg, he has to go into those cities. And that covers the Aliyah of Shishi. And finally, the seventh and last topic of the parasha, the sequel, the continuation of the story of the Bnei Slavchod that began in Parshas Pinchas, and here we have the end of the story. And that covers the Aliyah of Shvi until the end of the Parsha. And let us begin B'Siyata D'Shmaya, the first topic of the Parsha, the Membeis Masois of Bnei Yisrael. Eile Masei Bnei Yisrael, Asher Yotzeu Me'eret Mitzrayim Letziv Oisom, B'Yad Moshe Ve'Aharon. And these are the travels of Bnei Yisrael from when they left Mitzrayim. And who took them out of Mitzrayim? Moshe and Aharon. Says Rashi, Eile Masei, Lomo Nichtevu HaMasois Halolu. Why were these travels written down? Emvet Rashi, Tuturutzim. Teret number one, Lo Yediyah Chassodov Shal Mokoyim, to show the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'af Al Pishe Gozar Aleim Letalto Lomu La'aniyam Bamidbor. Even though there was a gzeiro as a result of the Chet HaMeraglim, that they're going to be wandering in the desert. Don't say that they were wandering throughout the desert from camp to camp for the entire 40 years with no resting. There are only 42 travels. There was actually only 41 travels, but 42 camps. The first 14 all took place during the first year before the Chet HaMeraglim, from Tesvav Nisan, the first travel, until Tisha B'Av, the 14th, where the Meraglim were. Mishanosu Meraam says, Achebo Lerismo, Shemishtom Nishtalchu Meraglim, that's where the Meraglim were sent from. How do we know? It doesn't say this name, Rismo, above in Parsha Shlach by the Meraglim. But Rashi makes the cheshbon. Sheneimar, the last pasuk in Parsha Be'alois Chod says, Ve'achar nosu ha'om mechatzeirois, Ve'yachanu b'midbar poron. The very next pasuk, Shlach lecho anoshim. The Meraglim were sent from the place they came to from chatzeirois. Over there in Parsha Be'alois Chod says it was midbar poron. What did it say by us? Ve'kanu ha'emer, Ve'yisu mechatzeirois, Ve'yachanu b'rismo. Put two and two together. You now see that Rismo is in Midbar Poron, and that's where the Meraglim were sent from. So the first 14 travels happened during the first year, from when they left Mitzrayim and Tesvav Nisan until Tisha B'Av. Another 8 travels happened after Aaron died on Rosh Chodesh Av. In the 40th year. Nimtza comes out shekol shmoino u'shloishim shono for the 38 years between the Chet HaMeraglim and Misas Aroin loinosu elo esri masois. They only traveled 20 travels. And it's important to note, Rashi in Parshas Dvorim, Perek Beis Posuk Memvov, tells us over there that these 20 travels during these 38 years took place actually during 19 years. Because 19 years they spent in Kodesh, the place that they sent the Meraglim from. So it comes out that there were 20 travels over the course of 19 years. Now, so Ramosh HaDarshan explains why the Torah wrote these Masois. The second teretz, why these Masois are written over here. Marshal Lemelech Shoyabnoi Choyle, Marshal to a king who had a sick son. He took him to a faraway place to find a refuah for his machala, for his disease. Kevon Shoyu Choyzrim, as they're traveling back home from the doctor, from the healing, he's Chilovi Moine Kolamasois, the father starts recounting all the camps, all the travels. Omaloi, Kan Yoshananu, this is where we slept. Kanu Kalmu, here we were cold, or we cooled ourselves off because it was too hot. Kan Choshnashto is Roishcho, and here you had a headache. And that is the point of writing down all these Masois to recount what happened in every place. Posuk Beis Vayichtoiv Moshe Es Moitzoehem Lemasehem Al Pi Adonoi Ve'ei Lemasehem Lemoitzoehem. And Moshe wrote down all the places that they left from and the places that they went to Al Pi Hashem. What was Al Pi Hashem? Either their travels were Al Pi Hashem, as we know they traveled whenever the Onon moved, as the Posuk tells us in Parshas Ba'aloischo, or Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down this list Al Pi Hashem. Hashem told him to write it down. And these are the places that they traveled to and the places that they left from. Posuk Gimel Vayisu Mera Ameseis Bachoy De Shorishoin Bachamishos O Yoim Lachoy De Shorishoin Mimochoraz HaPesach Yotzu Vnei Yisrael B'yod Romo Le'inei Kol Mitzrayim. And they traveled from Ramses on the 15th day of the first month, that's Tesvov Nisan, the day after that they shechted the Korban Pesach. Bnei Yisrael is leaving with a Yod Romo, literally translated a high hand. What does that mean? Says Targum Bereish Gelei. Openly, they're not running away like Ganov in the middle of the night. They're walking out triumphantly to the eyes of Mitzrayim. Everyone could see they're not running away. Posuk Daled uMitzrayim meKaberim Eis Asher Iko Adonai Bohem Kol Mechoir uVeiloi Heihem Maso Adonai Shefotim. Rashi explains that this posuk is explaining why. How was it they were able to leave Le'enei Kol Mitzrayim without Mitzrayim doing anything? Because they were busy burying all their dead. They just had a Makas Bechoirois. All their firstborns were killed last night. And not only that, Uveiloi Heihem Masoat Hashem Shvatim. Hashem knocked out and destroyed all their gods. Says Rashi, Mitzrayim Mekaberim Trudim Be'evlom. They're torud in their evil over the Bechoirim. They didn't have time to notice or to do something about Am Yisrael leaving. Posuk Hei Vayisu Vnei Yisrael Meira Ameseis. Vayachanu Besukois. They traveled from Ramses and they camped in Sukkos. Ad kan what the Torah reported back in Parshas Boi. From Posuk Vov through Posuk Yudalid, the Torah is going to recount the travels that we saw above in Parshas Beshalach. Vayisu Misukois Vayachanu Veisom Asher Bikse Amidbor Vayisu Meisom Vayoshov Alpi Achirois Asher al pnei ba'al tzefoin v'yachanu lifnei migdoil. Rashi above in Parshas Beshalach tells us that when they traveled from Esom, they traveled in the opposite direction to go to Pi Achirois in order to confuse the Mitzrim, that they should think that we're getting lost in the desert. That's v'yoshov. They returned in the opposite direction. And where was this Pirois? Was on the eastern side, the pnei ba'al tzefoin, the avodah zorah of Mitzrayim, to confuse them, to get their hopes up that maybe the Avodah Zorah will help them. Vayachanu lifnei migdol. Vayisu mipnei achirois, vayavru v'soich hayom amidboro, vayelechu derech shloish eshomim b'midbar esom, vayachanu b'moro. And this posuk is describing Kriyas Yamsu, vayavru v'soich hayom, and they traveled for 3 days in Midbar Esom, above in Parshas Beshalach. This Midbar is called Midbar Shur. And they camped in a place called Moro. Vayisu mi Moro, vayavoyu elima uveilim, shetei mesrei einois mayim v'shivim temorim v'yachanu shom. In Moro was the first place that they had trouble with water, And the Torah tells us in this, Moshe Rabbeinu put the tree, the wood in the water, and from there they traveled to Elim. The word Elimo, the hey at the end of the word, makes it as if it says Le'elim. And in Elim, there's a prize waiting for them. 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees. This Yamsuf is not where Kriyas Yamsuf took place. That took place in Posuk Ches. This was another camping, maybe on the shore of Yamsuf, somewhere over there. The Posuk in Parshas Beshalach tells us that they came to Midbar Sin on Tesvov Iyor, and this is where they got the mon. These two camps of Dovko and Olush is a chiddush over here, was not mentioned above in Parshas Beshalach. And from Olush they traveled and they camped in Refidim. The Torah reports over here that there was no water, and that's where Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock for the first time when he was supposed to hit the rock. But there was another event that happened in Refidim at the end of Parshas Beshalach, Milchemes Amalek. Posuk Tezvov, now we move on to Parshas Yisroi. They traveled from Refidim and they camped in Midbar Sinai. They came there on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. That's where we got the Torah and Parshas Yisroi, and we stayed there until almost a year later. A year minus 10 days until Chof Iyar, the following year. Now we move on to Parshas Beha'aloyscho. That's when we left Midbar Sinai on Chof Iyar, and they camped in a place called Kivrois HaTa'avo. Kivrois HaTa'avo, that's where they desired the meat. That's when the story of Miriam took place. This is what Rashi quoted at the beginning of the parasha. And the pasuk in Behaloyscho, it says they traveled from Chatzeirois and they camped in Midbar Poron. Says Rashi, Rismo is in Midbar Poron. And that's where the Meraglim were sent from. Says Rashi, Vayachanu berismo al shem loshoin hora shel Meraglim. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Ma'iten lecho ma'yoisif loch loshoin remiyo. What do you have to gain by speaking not good words? Chitzei gibor shenunim im gachalei resomim. Words can kill, like the arrows of a warrior, sharp arrows, and like coals from a roisem tree, which are extra, extra hot. So this place, Rismo, is called al shem resomim. Those were the words of the Meraglim that caused the Bnei Yisrael to die out in the desert. From Posuk Yutes through Posuk Lamed Hei are new places that the Torah did not report to us when they happened in real time above. Says the Torah, Vayisu Merismo, Vayachanu Berimoin Poretz, Vayisu Merimoin Poretz, Vayachanu Belivno, Vayisu Melivno, Vayachanu Beriso, Vayisu Meriso, Vayachanu Bekeheloso. The Balaturim says that Bekeheloso, the place Keheloso, was the place that the Maisa of Kirach happened. Hidarshins Vayikohalu al Moshe v'al Aaron, and that's why it was called Keheloso. Vayisu mikeheloso, vayachanu behar shofer, vayisu mihar shofer, vayachanu bacharodo, vayisu micharodo, vayachanu bemakelois, vayisu mimakelois, vayachanu besochas, vayisu mitochas, vayachanu besorach, vayisu mitorach, vayachanu bemisko, vayisu mimisko, vayachanu bechashmino, vayisu mechashmino, vayachanu bemoisei rois, vayisu mimoisei rois, Vayachanu bivnei Yaakon, vayisu mibnei Yaakon, vayachanu bechoyr hagid God, vayisu mechoyr hagid God, vayachanu biyotvoso, vayisu miyotvoso, vayachanu beavroino, vayisu miavroino, vayachanu beetzioin gover, vayisu meetzioin gover, vayachanu vemidbar tzin, hi kodesh. Midbar tzin hi kodesh, we had before, at the beginning of Parshas Chukas. That's where Bnei Yisrael came to B'chodesh HaRishon. At the end, a year before we entered Eretz Yisrael, that's where the Torah skipped 38 years. That's when Miriam HaNevi'a died. And that's where Mei Meribah happened. Because Miriam HaNevi'a died, They lost the Be'er that came b'schus Miriam, and that's where Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock, and that's where it was nigzar on him not to enter Eretz Yisrael. Vayisu mikodesh vayachanu behor hor b'ktei Eretz Edom. From Kodesh they traveled to Hor hor. What happened in between? They asked Edom, can we pass through to get to Eretz Yisrael? And Edom said no. So we had to circle, we had to go around Edom. And while we were traveling over there on Rosh Chodesh Av, as we'll soon see, that's where Aaron HaKohen died. Almost 4 months after his sister Miriam passed away. Posuk Lamed Ches Vayal Aaron HaKohen El Hoyer Hohor Al Pi Adonai Vayomos Shom Bishnas Ha'arboim Letzeis Bnei Yisrael Ve'eret Mitzrayim B'Chodesh HaChamishi Be'echod LaChodesh. Says Rashi Al Pi Hashem Melamed Shemesh Meis B'Neshiko. The Siv Zecharam explains that the word Al Pi Hashem is darshan twice. You have to read it. Vayal Aaron HaKohen El Hoyer Hohor Al Pi Hashem. Hashem told him to go up to Hor HaHor, and Al Pi Hashem Vayomashom. Namely, he was Meis B'Neshiko. And this happened on the 40th year when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, on Aleph of. This is the only Yahrzeit written in the Torah. Ve'aharoin ben shalosh ve'esrim u'me'as shono b'moisoi b'hoi hohor. Aaron was 123 years old when he died in Hoi hohor. Posuk mem v'yishma ha'kenani melech harod v'hu yoshev b'negev b'eretz kenoan b'voi b'nei Yisrael. And this was also described above in Parshas Chukas after Aaron HaKohen died. Vayishma Kenani. What did he hear? He heard that Aaron died. How did he hear that Aaron died? How did the news get to him? Because the Anani HaKovoi that came b'schus Aaron now disappeared. He got news of that, and therefore he came and he waged war against Bnei Yisrael, as we saw above in Parshas Chukas. Says Rashi, Vayishma Knani, the Lamed Choshe Mises Aaron hi Hashmua. Above in Parshas Chukas it says, Vayishma Melech Knani ki bo Yisrael derech ha'asorim. So it's not clear what exactly did he hear. Could be he heard that the Bnei Yisrael are passing through. But over here, it doesn't say ki bo Yisrael derech ha'asorim. So what's left? What did he hear? Must be that he heard Shem Mises Aaron hi Hashmua. That's what he heard. Now's the chance to wage war against Bnei Yisrael. Therefore the Torah repeats this again to clarify what we learned above. What is it that he heard? He heard about Misas Aharon. Posuk Mem Aleph. Now the Psukim are going to describe the Masois that the Torah told us at the end of Parshas Chukas. Vayisu mehoir hohor, vayachanu betzalmoino, vayisu mitzalmoino, vayachanu befunoin. These two places, Tzalmoino and Punoin, the Torah did not tell us above in Parshas Chukas. Over there it says they went straight from hoir hohor to Oivois. But over here the Torah puts in that there were two other camps in the middle, Tzalmoino and Punoin. Vayisu mipunoin, vayachanu beoivois, vayisu meoivois, vayachanu beyeho avorim. Bigvul mayov vayisu meiyim vayachanu bedivoin god vayisu medivoin god vayachanu bealmoin divlosoimo vayisu mealmoin divlosoimo vayachanu behorei ha'avorim lifnei nevoi. These places were also not described above in Parshas Chukas. Over there, the Torah described we crossed Nachal Zered and we crossed Nachal Arnon, and this is the place where the Nisim of Nachal Arnon happened. Posuk Memches Vayisu Mehorei Avorim Vayachanu Be'avois Moyov Al Yardei Nirechoi. And this was the last travel of Bnei Yisrael before they're going to enter Eretz Yisrael, and this travel was described in the last posuk in Parshas Chukas. And then this travel, right before this travel, that's when they conquered Sichon and Oig. Vayachanu al Yarden mibeis haishimois ad ovei lashitim be'avois moyov. Says Rashi posuk mem daled be'iyei ho'avorim. What does the word iyei mean? Loshen charovois ve'galim, ruins and rubble. K'moy le'i asode, somewhere sirush olayim le'iyim. Rashi above in Parshas Chukah has told us that that's what the word means, but he doesn't know why this place was called ruins and rubble. Rashi posik memtes, mi beis hayishimois ad ovei lashiti. That was the camp of Bnei Yisrael. Kali medcho shiur machane Yisrael. How much space did they take when they camped? Shneim oso mil. Doma rabo, baba chano, gemoran eruvin, ledidi chozi liyahu asro. I saw that place. From beis hayishimois ad ovei lashitim, and it was 12 mil. Ovei lashitim, says Rashi, mishur shel shitim, ovei lshmoi. A mishur means a plain. The mishur of this place called Shittim was called Ovel, that was the name of this plain. Rashi's making sure you don't make a mistake in Targum. You look at Targum, Targum says, ad meshal Shittim. You may have thought that the word Ovel means meshal, means a plain. Says Rashi, no. The Targum is telling you it was a meshal, it was a plain, but the name of the plain was Ovel. Adkan, the first topic of Parshas Masei, the Membeis Masois of Bnei Yisrael. On to the second topic, the instructions Bnei Yisrael were given as to what they have to do upon entering Eretz Yisrael. Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe be'avos Moav al Yarden Yerichoi le'mor. And Hashem spoke to Moshe while they were in Avos Moav. That's the last camp that they're going to be before entering Eretz Yisrael. And where is Avos Moav? Where are the plains of Moav? Right next to the Yarden. Where on the Yarden? The Yarden is a long river from the Kinneret all the way down to Yam HaMelech, right across Yerichoi. Posuk Nun Alev, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, Ve'omartu Alehem, Ki Atem, Oyverim Es Yarden, El Eretz Kinoan, Ve'oyrashtem Es Kol Yoshevei Ha'oretz Mipneichem, Ve'ibadtem Es Kol Maski Yoysom, Ve'es Kol Salmei Masi Choysom, Te'abeidu, Ve'es Kol Bomisom, Tashmidu. Speak with Bnei Yisrael and tell them, when you cross the Yarden into Eretz Canaan in a couple months from now, on Yud Nisan, Yeshua ben Nun is going to take you into Eretz Yisrael. While you're in the Yarden, it's on condition that you do the following. And if you don't accept the conditions, the Yarden will wash you away. You got to get rid, you got to throw out all the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael from before you. You have to destroy all the boti avodah zarah that they bow down on these fancy floors to the avodah zarah. It's called salmei masei choysom ta'abeidu. You have to destroy the avodah zarah. If it's called b'moisom tashmidu, you got to destroy the mizbechos that they bring karbonos to the avodah zarah. Says Rashi, ki atem oivrim es hayarden v'hirashtem. Rashi connects the two psukim in order to tell you that the word ki over here is when you cross the Yarden, you got to do the following. Vayirashtem. Ta'aloi kamo peomim muzaru al kach. Frek Rashi, we were told this before. We were told this in the future in Parshas Dvorim. We were told this already, that when you enter Eretz Yisrael, you got to get rid of the goyim. What's the point of, in this context over here? Elo, kach omar lo Moshe, kishatem oivrim ba'yarden ba'yabosho. The Yarden is going to split in front of you. You're going to cross the Yarden in dry land. Al menas kein tavru, you're crossing the Yarden on this condition. Vim lav maim boim v'shoit v'neschem, the waters of the Yarden will wash you away. V'chein motzinu shom alem Yeshua boide b'yarden. Yeshua also told this to them as they were crossing the Yarden. As it says in Yeshua perek dalid, posuk yud, it says over there, v'akehanim noisei ha'orin oimdim b'soich ha'yarden, they stood in the Yarden. Ad toim kol ha'dovor asher tzivu ha'shem es Yeshua ledaber elo'om. Until Yeshua finished telling them this drosha exactly, this drosha is exactly that you're crossing the Yarden on this condition. To throw out the goyim, maskiyosom ketargumoi base sigdasoim. Targums translate maskiyosom as the house of worship, the house that they bow down to the avodah zarah on. Why is it called maskiyosom? The word maskiyos, says Rashi, literally is referring to the stone, the marble stone that you put on the floor of these base sigdasoi. Al shem shoyu mesakchin es hakarka, they would cover the floor, the dirt floor, beritzpas avonim shel shayish, with marble stones, lishtach avoyis aleim, bepishut, to bow down completely flat on the floor. Kiddush see, where else do we have this word maski yoisam? At the end of Parshas Behar, ve'even maskis lo yisitnu be'adzachem lishtach avoyzaleo. We're not allowed to make a stone floor, namely bow down on a stone floor outside the Beis HaMikdash, even when we're doing it to Hashem. Says Rashi, you see the same word, maskis. Masei choysom ketargumoi matchasoin. The word masei choysom literally means to pour, because when you want to turn metal into a form, you have to melt it down and then you have to pour it into the form. Targum is saying matchasoin, which means metal. It's not the literal translation of the word masechoisam. The masechoisam is made out of metal, melted down, and poured into a form. Posuk nun gimel voyirashtem es ha'oretz vishavtem bo ki lochem nosati es ha'oretz loreshes oiso. If you translate the posuk literally, it's a little problematic. The posuk is saying, get rid, throw out the land. Obviously, it doesn't mean that. So one way to solve the problem is to add a word. Voyirashtem es yoishvei ha'oretz. Get rid of the inhabitants of the land. But Rashi solved it a different way. Says Rashi, voyirashtem es ha'oretz, voyirashtem oiso, mi yoishveho. Rid the land from its inhabitants. So you also have to add in a word, mi yoishveho. But the maila of Rashi is that you're not adding a word before es ha'oretz. You are ridding the land from its inhabitants. V'yashavtem bo, and then you'll be able to settle in the land. Says Rashi, ve'oz, v'yashavtem bo, you'll be able to settle there, tuchlo l'iskayim bo. But v'im lav, if you don't rid the land of its inhabitants, lo tuchlo l'iskayim bo, you will not be able to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Ki lochem nosati es ha'oretz, lo resh es oiso. It's your, I've given you this land in order to inherit it. Notice that the first word, vohirashtem, and the second to last word, loreshes, looks like the same root, reish shin, but they're different words. Vohirashtem means to rid, get rid of. Loreshes means to inherit. That's how Rashi learns the pasuk, that get rid of the land from its inhabitants in order that you should be able to settle down and live over there. The Ramban learns that in this posuk, the Torah tells us the mitzvahs esei deiraisa to conquer Eretz Yisrael and to settle and live in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says, al daiti zu mitzvahs aseihi, mitzave oisom shiyeshvu ba'oretz veyirshu oiso ki hu neson olohem velo yimasu benachal as Hashem. Ve'ilu yale al daitom lo leches velichboish eretz shino oy ashur vezulosom ulis yashev sham yavru al mitzvah Hashem. But as I mentioned, Rashi argues in the Ramban, and he learns that the Torah is not describing a mitzvah over here, rather factual. If you'll get rid of the inhabitants of the land, then you will be able to settle down there, and if not, not. Posuk nun daled is nachaltem es ha'oretz begoyrol lemishpecho yiseichem lo rav tarbu es nachalosoi v'lameat tamit es nachalosoi el asher yeitze lo yishomo agoyrol lo yihye lematois avo yiseichem tisnecholu. And you shall inherit the land with a lottery according to the size of your families. A larger family gets a larger nachalo. A smaller family gets a smaller nachalo. And Rashi above, in Parashas Pinchas, explained, l'chora, this seems to be a steer in this pasuk. Is it going by lottery, or is it going according to the size of the family? And Rashi explained, first they divided the land into 601,730 parts. And every person from above the age of 20 got a portion. And then they divided those portions among the Shvatim, and then they did the raf, the goyol, the lottery, and that gave Hashem's askama to what they did. El asher yetzei lo yishomo agoyol lo yihye, says Rashi, there's a missing word. El mekoim asher yetzei lo yishomo agoyol lo yihye. Whatever place the goyol, the lottery, puts its place on, that's what you get. Lematois avoyseichem tisnechol. Rashi has two pshatim in these words. Either it means according to the cheshbon of Yoytzei Mitzrayim, which Rashi described above in Parshas Pinchas, in Perek Chavov, Posuk Nun Hey. How does it fit with the fact that you will yarshen it and the Yoytzei Mitzrayim will yarshen it? Take a look above, Meisim Yerusha Mesachayim. That's Rashi's first pshat. Rashi's second pshat is that the land, after each one has his portion, 601,730, then you have to divide the land according to Shvatim. Not randomly people in all different places. The Shvatim have to be together. Says Rashi, El Asha Yetzei Lo Yishom, Mikro Kotzer was there, we're missing a word. El Mekoyim, Asha Yetzei Lo Yishom, La Goyro Lo Yehiyeh. Lematois Avoiseichem, Tu Pshotem, Ido Lefichesh, Men Yoyti Mitzrayim, that Mesim, Yerushim Mesachayim, it goes back up, then it goes back down, as we described over there. Dvaracher, B'shneim Atzor Gvulim, Keminyan HaShvotim, it's divided into 12 parts according to the Shvotim. Posuk nun hei vim lo yisayrishu es yoyishevei ho'ored mipeneichem ve'oyo asher toysiru meihem lesikim ve'ayneichem ve'litzninim betzideichem ve'tzoreru eschem al ho'ored asher atem yoyishevim bo. Posuk nun hei is a continuation of posuk nun beis and nun gimel. If you don't get rid of the inhabitants of the land, as I told you to do, if you do that, those that will be left over, they will be like pegs in your eyes. They'll be poking out your eyes. Like you have a thorn bush, a thorn fence, a fence made out of thorns. There'll be a thorn fence on your sides. You'll be locked in. You won't be able to go anywhere. They're going to cause you pain on the land that you are living in. Says Rashi, those that you leave over you will be bad for you. It's like pegs. The poke at your eyes. Talgum shel yesedois is sikayo. It means a fence made out of thorns. It's locking you in. You can't get in and out. Targum says, which means they will cause you pain. And then what I thought to do to them, to the goyim, I will end up doing to you. Chas v'sholoy. Adkan, the second topic of Parshas Maaseh, the instructions, what to do when we enter Eretz Yisrael. And according to the Ramban, we're told over here of the mitzvah, to conquer Eretz Yisrael and to inhabit it.